Ryan Harrison, 5-under 65, currently co-leader going into tomorrow. Obviously, a lot of golf left, but gotta like what you're seeing at the end of round one.
I'm very happy with the way this whole thing has gone this week. I've felt pretty good. I went home last week, had to give myself a good swift kick in the butt about attitude. Attitude was killing me. So I decided to try to, you know, see if I could be a little more positive. So right now, yes, there's a long way to go, 1 out of 4. But so far, yes, I'm happy.
What is it about this course that suits your game so well?
Well, it's long, you know, so that helps me. But other than that, it doesn't help me much. A lot of these fairways, the way they tilt, the way they shape, the way the wind's moving, very, very tough for me to hit them. But I feel like I can scale back and hit some driving irons, hit 3 woods off the tees, and just keep myself between the trees. So.
Biggest takeaways from today?
Biggest takeaways, just keep doing what I'm doing. I got a little tip on Tuesday during the practice round. I'm going to keep focusing on that and just trying to have a good attitude.
Awesome. Can you expound on that tip? Expound on that tip?
Well, I practice round with Justin. You know, we've known each other for 40 some odd years and watched each other hit millions of golf balls. He just told me my ball position was too far up. And therefore the good shots, the solid shots were starting left and the little weak ones were moving way too far right. So I just moved it back. You know, it's sometimes you're not as far off as you think you are. But like I said, attitude was getting in the way more than anything. So just trying to stay level.
Yeah. Scaling back off the tee box, is that a conscious effort from Tuesday in your pro-am round?
No, not really. It's just it was playing fast. The fairways are pretty firm. And the rough, you can get a bad lie, but for the most part, if you just, you know, they kind of throw it in a little bit closer they get to the green. So even though you might be in the rough, you're a little wider. 3 wood just gives me a little bit more room or a driving iron to where I can at least play. I still hit a couple in the trees today, and that's chip out. So you just want to avoid the chip outs.
How bad was the wind today compared to the previous?
Oh, it
being a Texas.
I didn't think it was too windy at all. The hard part was, you know, we were expecting it to be out of the west, but it felt like it was out of the north. So it was just kind of confusing for a little while. But it settled in there the last 5 or 6 holes. I feel like it's coming out of the north, so it just took a while.